From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Somali police say they have ended an Islamist militant siege of a hotel in the capital Mogadishu, with at least 23 killed in that bomb attack from a car bomb attack, left dozens of others wounded. Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility. There was a second car bomb blast Saturday near the former parliament building. Extent of the damage there from that explosion was not immediately clear. Catalonia's deposed President Carles Puigdemont has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal. Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved the Catalonia parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain.
No se trata de suspender el autogobierno.
It is not a question of suspending self-government or of intervening or cutting it. It is simply a matter of returning self-government to normality as soon as possible. Normality begins by recovering institutional legitimacy and by returning the voice to the Catalans.
Y por devolver la voz a los catalanes.
Rajoy has called for calm. Iraqi Kurdish parliament will meet today to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani, who was under pressure to step down following an independence referendum last month. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the referendum vote illegal and in response sent forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. Get more on that story in the All the Hours news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. service member killed, six others wounded. It happened in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. NATO's Resolute Support mission said the crash was not the result of enemy action. However, earlier in the day, the Taliban claimed responsibility for downing that helicopter. UN Children's Fund warning now that potentially life-threatening malnutrition is soaring among Rohingya refugee children who have fled to Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh to escape violence and abuse in Myanmar. Lisa Schlein reports now from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund does not know the extent of acute malnutrition among Rohingya child refugees. So UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says a nutrition survey is underway that will provide vital data when it is completed in November.
What we already know is that the combination of malnutrition, sanitary conditions, and disease in the refugee settlements is potentially catastrophic for children.
More than 600,000 Rohingya refugees have arrived in Cox's Bazar since August 25th to escape violence and persecution in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state. Children comprise nearly 60% of the refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. election. An investigation is looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. They're also examining the possibility Mr. Trump might have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Probe also looking into possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has been disqualified from Parliament because he had a dual national at the time of the last election. The court has also ruled that four other politicians were wrongly elected because they held British, New Zealand, and Canadian citizenship. Australia's constitution bans subjects of citizens and of other countries and foreign powers from sitting in the federal parliament. Ann Toomey, a professor at the Sydney University Law School, says it's part of the Constitution and unlikely to change.
I don't see any real appetite for it. It's not the type of thing you'll have people marching on the streets for. The reality is that this issue can be easily sorted by parties just having strict vetting procedures in relation to their candidates. We don't really need to change the Constitution to fix it. There's not a pressing underlying issue, I don't think.
Two other MPs have been cleared by judges of any wrongdoing, and their parliamentary careers will continue. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.